Welcome back to Word of the Day. Today's word covers a lot of ground, and water, too. The word is amphibious. That's spelled A-M-P-H-I-B-I-O-U-S. Amphibious is an adjective with several meanings. Since today marks the 77th anniversary of D-Day, we're highlighting the very specific meaning of or relating to military operations by both land and naval forces against the same object. The term is used especially of a military attack by troops landed by naval ships. Here's the term used by General Dwight D. Eisenhower in remarks to Congress on June 18, 1945. Through tactical and strategic unification, the Allies successfully undertook the greatest amphibious landings yet attempted in warfare. One such operation is, of course, the Normandy invasion, also called Operation Overlord, which occurred on June 6, 1944, and is regarded as the beginning of the end of World War II, with Allied forces ultimately bringing an end to the Nazi Reich. On the morning of the invasion, General Eisenhower, reporting on the status of operations, wrote in a top-secret memo, "The enthusiasm, toughness, and obvious fitness of every single man were high and the light of battle was in their eyes." Amphibious comes, by way of Latin, from the Greek term meaning living a double life. Other meanings of the word in English include living or able to live both on land and in water, as in the case of an amphibious animal, and capable of operating on both land and water, as in the case of an amphibious vehicle. Amphibious overlaps with the word amphibian, which can also be used to describe vehicles. However, amphibian is more specifically and commonly used as a noun in reference to any cold-blooded vertebrate of the class Amphibia, comprising frogs and toads, newts and salamanders, and caecilians, a legless, worm-like tropical amphibian that spends most of its life underground, and usually almost blind. To learn more about the history and uses of amphibious, make your way by air, sea, or land, or maybe just by a few clicks of the mouse, over to Word of the Day by Dictionary.com.